Oh, Ben, what are you chasing? Do you want one with holes punched inside?
Anything.
You don't mind. Sorry?
I caught Dill 8. Twice.
Caught him out?
Yeah, actually out in the cage.
Oh, right. So it's me.
He looked at me and he went, it's her, and he ran.
Apart from sitting there and dying.
Slowly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we've got plenty of milk, haven't we?
Yeah.
That's pretty near the truth. Being nasty to you now. Do you want to have some of those chipsticks then? Go on with the television on in the background.
Yeah, we'll have to try it and see how it works. I mean, if that upsets it, and it doesn't sound right, then.
Yeah, quite. and you blow it, you get what you get.
Yeah. Yes.
Right. Bum, 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 bum. You eat all those twiglets, will you?
What?
Yes, you.
I'm not supposed to say that.
What am I supposed to say then?
Should I put this in the bag?
I was just going to grab the book.
Which book?
And start
There's
it
a,
off.
A blue, that's the white one.
Yeah.
Dad.
Yeah, that's for when I've done the first 10 tapes.
Dad.
Oh, look,
it's
Philip's. Yeah, if you just leave it down behind there.
Your belly's hanging over the microphone.
Hello, it's the thing about spoken English.
Microphone man.
I'll turn it off if you like.
What is it for?
Let me have some of those twiglets.
Mmm.
Thank you.
Oi! Microphone man.
To activate, stand on diet. Depress red transmittal button.
Oh, heaven.
Right, yeah. Now you go in there and send yourself back to the tank right now.
Oh, what about you two?
There's only one of the tank can go. You're first.
Okay. Suppose something happens. Suppose you can't follow it.
Sorry?
Do you think I could wear that
for
a little while?
It's a weapon. A weapon?
No, it has to be me.
I've used it 22 hours.
No, it has to be Daddy. Why?
Because I'm the sample.
You're a sample.
Mm-hmm.
Whether or not I
feel like I'm going to stop.
A few more. Yeah. I don't know. Might do. Depends if anybody doesn't like it.
Yeah. That's good, Jack. The checkout girl we always go to.
Yeah.
Oh, and we always have a laugh with her. Grandma, don't you see that? Grandma.
Make
She missed you last week.
Did she?
Oh. I love the way they just flow. It's incredible, isn't it? Don't be stupid. And they do a red pony at the same time.
She was looking for somebody, Reen, who was in a particular age group.
Mm. Oh, 35 to 45.
Yeah, 35 to 45. Because they have to take so many from each age group.
Yeah.
So they get a spread over the whole of the population. And so, I was it.
had this ginormous head and silver eyes, and he was really ugly. But he was going to go, this Philip Schofield guy keeps popping up everywhere, doesn't he?
He does!
Saturday?
Probably. I don't know how successful it worked, but if I don't record conversations.
The infrared light is flickering
and
done. I don't know.
No, it's. Oh, yeah.
That's when you talk. That's sort of just like.
Oh, so it's picking it up.
Well, it seems to be okay.
Yeah,
it's flickering when I talk. Yeah. I expect so.
Mum, do you know Vicky?
Don't lose it. I then. Doubt you'll have to pay for it.
Mum, I don't know if she minds. She's grew up with the shaving.
Tomorrow I'm poor. I don't have any temptation. I need 30 inspiration.
I'm afraid you'll kick a sculptor's toe then, and gain no love
whatsoever. But if I don't record it, record when the television is on, I'm not going to get very much at all. As the television is always on.
Oh, no, it's not always on.
No, all right.
But if the television's not on, the CD is.
Yeah, music. We've normally got some noise going on in the background.
Up next on ITV, Rural Matters in Emmerdale.
Dad.
Yeah?
Yes, I've got to buy.
Mm-hmm. What?
No, English is IS very good.
Mm-hmm.
Science is
I need to be quickly. Dog match.
And geography is well, so go on forever.
Mm-hmm.
Are they not yours? I realised just today how small that backroom that she's got is.
Oh.
Saw a little girl in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And she wasn't old, she didn't have a hump on her back. It looked as if her whole ribcage was at a sort of 40 degree angle to her body.
What time have we got to go? About 10 past? No.
You've probably never heard of his appalling war crimes, his personal holocaust, his horrific capacity for evil, which drove even deeper a wedge between Serb and Croat in war-torn Yugoslavia. However, if you'd heard that the Vatican helped this man escape justice, you'd want to hear more. The incredible escape of Antti Pavlish, tonight at 9 on Channel 4.
Was there anything worth recording tonight?
Oh. Hey, a gay civil servant! They've got a good
reputation! The massacre in East Timor. Pressure builds on Indonesia for a full United Nations inquiry.
I wonder if Dad's got his other dog yet.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, providing he doesn't.
Good evening. In the 16 years since Indonesia illegally occupied the former Portuguese colony of East Timor,
yeah.
No.
I don't expect so, no.
Some 200,000 are estimated to have died.
It's about that long.
Journalists happened to witness the massacre that.
And it just came up overnight. Do it stand out at all? Well, you can see it.
Today,
I mean, did you
see it? Pressure for a UN inquiry.
The swelling on your dad's phone.
Yeah, I did.
The staff, by tone, handpicked officials.
The phone is swelling like that.
Tonight, as another country begins to feel the changing world order, we look at what Indonesia has been doing in East Timor. And for the first time since the massacre, the Indonesian government agrees.
And I'm going to just have a quick look back outside.
Indonesia's foreign minister tells us he regrets the massacre, but says the media is exaggerating the crisis. And we talk live to Portugal's foreign minister. What does he want done? Does he think Britain should continue to arm Indonesia? Also tonight is the police appeal for help to find the people who really murdered PC Blakecock. The families of those wrongfully imprisoned appeal for action now to avoid it ever happening again. Exactly refuses to hand over
really
the lock of the suspect. They say it wasn't fair.
She was
Nobody speaks.
And an intriguing contrast to our own health service problems.
Can I have a few more?
Thank you.
What? Oh, okay. I'll settle it again.
Will you?
Yeah.
What I want.
No, it's horrible
because
you just sit down and that's it.
It was a good idea taking your own dressing gown, though, wasn't it? There was one girl there today, she was about 16 or 17, and she had to put her coat on over the top of her gown because it was all open down the back and you had to walk out through a huge waiting room full of people. Well,
that's awful, isn't it?
Yeah.
But they lend you a dressing gown.
What? Normally they've given them dressing gowns before. That's the first time they've had gowns, isn't it? White gowns.
Yeah, they had gowns before, that's what. Remember?
So oh, yeah, that's why you had to hold yours up together as well.
Good woman there. And that bloody gone down my whole body when I was walking through her. I think it's falling off.
Just think that's going to pick up all your tummy gurgling.
gurgle.
Bob, the only way you can listen to it is on the headphones.
How long will one of those tapes last then?
45 minutes. Well, each side is 45 minutes.
And how long will that one be?
Well, I don't know, but it's still going.
Oh.
Sorry? It just gives numbers, though.
Do you just clip that on your trousers?
Yeah.
We'll have to watch it don't come off then when you get in the car.
Yeah. Yeah, well. Let's see. Here we... What are we recording?
I'm coming now.
bum. Oh, what was it?
Morgan was playing in Tank Hammer.
That's right. Oh, that's a shame. Don't like practical. Practical.
Well, I like it, but I forgot to do this book last night. I was sticking around with you. I think I have it in next week.
Okay.
I can't stop munching this.
No, they're they're good, aren't they? They're nice.
I finished
and
I rejected.
Yep. I think you're probably right.
Does it stop you there?
No. Place that's a bit more comfortable for it.
Tony, do you want to take one deep letter and fold it out?
Yes, please. Mushroom Treasury.
The National Treasury of Spoken English. Dad, I managed to put a jump over it. There's that little thing walking down and it flashes. Can you see?
What little thing? Is it there?
Yeah, there it is.
All right.
There you go.
Okay.
Word fraction.
Oh dear.
Are you still recording?
Yeah. Well, I don't see any point in starting and stopping really. Have you got
it there? It takes to get through. We'll need to keep going.
Yeah.
I'll take. When are you coming back to pick it up? Next Friday night. I've got to pop upstairs in a minute.
Okay.
Got any shopping bags? No, I'll get those. Can you do me a favour and get those boxed down in a minute?
Yeah.
I've got two hours.
Well, if. Okay.
He's still chasing that salami.
You're mad, Ben.
Okay. I've got the shopping bags. And I put my wallet in your handbag. Ben! Come on, in your box. That's a good boy. Stay. Good boy. Yeah. It's alright, I drew the cash.
Yeah, but we're going to see if we can get your pair of shoes, aren't we? Yes, we are going to see if we can get your pair of shoes.
They're alright. Just let in water. Yeah. Trying to hurry.
Did you do this again?
Yep. I haven't got my keys. I'll go and get them.
No, it's all right. I just put mine away.
No. Car keys.
Oh.
Yeah. I've got my house keys. Oh, I'll leave that one on. I've got the microphone out there, yeah.
Oh.
Okay. If things had turned out differently, I'd be driving you down here.
No, it won't be long.
Saying that a year ago.
I have a bit of nerves.
Yeah.
Yeah, like you the first time, wasn't it?
Yeah. Welcome.
Okay, I'll see you tomorrow night then.
Okay then.
You've got all good
tomorrow. Yes, first luck.
I think a lot of it was to do with the fact that I'd never driven in the dark before.
Well, yeah, it's bound to throw you. I mean, if the first time you drive in the dark is on your driving test, it's fine.
Yeah. I must admit, I think that was a little bit...
It was unfortunate.
Yeah. I suppose I could have... looking
is it
at...
as dark as this?
By the time I finished, yes, it was pitch dark.
Well, the only thing you can do is hope that your next test isn't at the same time.
Yeah.
Maybe at a different time.
But in any event, it would be a good idea if I had some tests, some lessons in the dark.
It might be. I mean, ask Brian, see what he can do, because...
Yeah.
I mean, I knew... The first day I drove in the dark was the first night we had the car, and it was the most odd experience.
Yeah.
I mean, first day driving in a brand new car, and then driving in the dark for the first time.
Oh. Yeah. I find it quite difficult. Well, I could see the headlights coming up, and I was thinking, how fast is that car coming up? I don't really know.
Yeah, and the thing is also, being new to driving, you tend to look at the headlights rather than look away from them.
Yeah.
And that doesn't help because, I don't know, it wasn't, I don't think you'll find it was as dark as this. Not at 4 o'clock, it's not quite that dark at 4. Half past,
yeah.
But not this dark at 4, not yet.
Well, he had to switch on the interior light to be able to fill out the form.
Oh yeah, it's pretty dark, but it's not black like this.
Thank you.
tomorrow. Are you coming in with me?
Friday. Yeah. Yeah.
Good.
I'm coming with you. I've got to do I've got to do some prayer. Yeah, but you may be recorded.
I don't care.
Oh.
Nice chap.
Where did he come from?
He came out of the harvester, but it would have been nice if he'd waited for there to be a cab in the traffic.
Yeah.
He was evil, don't
he? Yeah. Oh, he wasn't going to wait either. Oh, dear.
It's going to be one of those nights tonight.
Yeah, I think so. I must admit, from one point of view, I'm quite glad that I haven't passed. Because it's a bad, as you said, it's a bad time to start driving now. There's an awful lot of
idiots
on the road, especially coming out to Christmas.
Yeah, last Christmas was a real eye-opener to me, because the Christmas before, I didn't drive very much because my back was still so bad. I only did the essential journeys.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I'd only just had my operation, and to actually drive for longer than about a 20-minute journey was killing.
So yeah.
I only drove over to do the shopping and to pick Christine up from school.
Yeah.
That was
right, I look at the headlights.
Yeah, you mustn't. You see, you've got to look. If you're going to concentrate on anything, concentrate on the white line or the curve. Preferably the white line if you can.
Yeah.
So if you concentrate on the curve, you tend to drive a bit too close to it.
Yeah.
And also, it's not always there for you to see easily.
No. Well, your pupils
reacting
to the headlights, yeah. So it makes it seem darker. There was one point during my test when I was driving along, and I was creeping forward in a stream of traffic, and the person in front of me had crossed the solid white line at some traffic lights, and the lights changed, and it would have been very easy to follow his lights and just carry on, but I didn't.
Well,
I stopped.
I mean, you know, I've had it happen. The lights have changed just as I've been crossing them, so I've gone over and three cars immediately behind me have followed me.
Yeah.
We're going to have to get a tyre gauge, I reckon. They've got a new depth of tread, 1.6 millimetres, which is bigger than
the dots on the...
Yeah. I think it is.